Donald Sterling loses in court, clearing the way for the Clippers to be sold for $2 billion to Steve Ballmer, who set a deadline of August 15th. The judge found Shelley to be more believable than Donald, and then she even said Donald's testimony was inconsistent at times. We do know he testified to loving his wife, and then he had that outburst in court in which he screamed out, "Get away from me, you pig." So under California law, we do know Donald Sterling will appeal, but under California law, it will not stop the sale of the team. So there you go. NBA baller arrested for being super drunk. But first, LeBron James in New York City on the set of Trainwreck. Superstar with a cameo. Meanwhile, Michael Jordan told ESPN.com via text that he's cool with Bron wearing the number 23. He said, "I don't own a number." Suns P.J. Tucker, 29 years old, was arrested back in May for being super drunk. His alcohol level was nearly three times the legal limit, 0.22. Wonder if the Suns knew about that last week when they signed him to that three-year, $16.5 million deal. Not sure. Cardinals John Abraham was also arrested for DUI in Georgia on the 29th of June. He's been missing the last 3 days in camp. All right, keeping it moving. Are you ready for some football? Hall of Fame game Sunday, 8 p.m. Bills will take on the Giants. Jerry Jones told the... Oh, boy. Jerry Jones told the NFL Network he was really close to selecting Johnny Football
with that 16th pick.
But he said, you know, getting Zach Martin to guard was really the better decision. However, he did say he will probably remember this pick for the rest of his life. Yeah. Of course, if Johnny turns out to be a star.
Or if he's a bum, you know. No.
Either or. Hey, the guy who showed up at Good Morning America on the 1st of July with the knife saying he wanted to kill Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
He went to court yesterday, called the judge the N-word, and accused his lawyer of being a part of Illuminati. Of course, he's been ordered to undergo a psych eval.
He should be locked up.
And lastly, Cam Thomas of the Steelers. He's being sued by his ex-girlfriend. She's accusing him of assault, and she claims he gave her herpes.
Wow. Yeah.
He's saying, listen, you tested positive for herpes 5 months after we were together, so... Don't try to put that on me.
That doesn't mean, that still means it could have...
Laid dormant.
Yeah.
But does he have it? That's the question.
That's funny you said that because that was the next question. And his response was, his lawyer said, well, I'm no doctor, but we will have him tested.
Oh. You think they would have had that done? Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the sports.
Hopefully that story will die down before he gets tested.
Oh, my God.